Praise God. Praise and praise Him. Praise the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Praise His holy name. Praise His holy name. Praise His holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. We give you praise and we give you worship, Almighty God. We give you praise, Almighty God. We give you praise, Almighty. Welcome, welcome, welcome tonight. Welcome on the call tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praises, praise and 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 let every saint that have breath praise the name of the Lord. Let every saint that have breath praise his name. Let every prayer that will Sunday Kashiti, that will Ramande. Oh, let everything, Lord God. Let everything, Lord God. Let everything, Lord God, that have breath praise his name tonight. Let everything that have breath praise his name tonight. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we come tonight to rest at your feet. Oh, we come tonight to look to you, Almighty God. Before we start tonight, Lord, I ask you to forgive us from all sins and unrighteousness. Wash us in the blood. Your word declared that if we ask for forgiveness, you are good and you are just. You are good and you are just. Let me find that scripture. I just felt in my heart to find that scripture. Hallelujah. She called it. Oh, what a heart cry tonight. What a heart cry tonight, Lord. Yes, Lord, if we confess our sins, Lord, we come before you tonight. 1 John 1:8. Oh, I suggest you just take a piece of paper and just write that down. He forgive us from our sins. He forgive us from our sins. It doesn't matter. He said if we are good, he said if we confess our sins, he is faithful. What he is faithful. And he is just. And he's going to forgive our sins and cleanse us. He not only forgive us from our sins, but he cleanses from all unrighteousness. What is unrighteousness? What the word unrighteousness means? If you're in righteousness, you're in right standing. And if you're unrighteous, that means you're not in standing with him. So I am going to take it another level and see what does unrighteousness means, meaning of unrighteousness. You see, we're coming together tonight, and the Spirit of God is here. And he is talking to us one and one, and we're going to listen. We're going to hear from him tonight. When a person is unrighteous, that means they're not doing the things of God. When you are righteous, you're in right standing with God himself. And he said, what is an unrighteous sin? And I'm looking at Google, and it says, whosoever is born of God does not sin anymore. And if we do sin to another level, the word of God is clear in 1 John 1:8, he is good and he is just, and he will forgive us from all unrighteousness. So tonight we come and we say, precious Holy Father, wash us and cleanse us. Clean us now tonight that we may be able to come forth and we be able to be fit for your use. There's a lot of things going on tonight. I see a lot of different things going on. Let me drink some water here. While I'm praying, I'm seeing things all over. I'm seeing different things all over. It's like the spectrum of things is like moving, like it's moving like a light. It's coming in and it's just moving. It's just moving, moving like it's not standing still. We are in a prophetic night, and I am hearing from the Holy Spirit, and I'm listening and I'm tuning into the Spirit. And it's like there is so much confusion in the heart. There is confusion in the mind. So we want to be able to be rest in him tonight. We want to be able to hear from him tonight. So So we're going to empty ourselves tonight. We're just going to empty ourselves. We're going to lift our hand up and we're just going to take in a deep breath and we're just going to empty ourselves because we need to breathe. We need to lay it out all on him. We need to just give it to him. Just like when Jesus said it's finished and gave it all up to the Father. We need to just do this. We need to just say, put our hands up and say, it is finished. Can't do this anymore. I myself cannot take this anymore. I have to put it all in you, Lord Jesus. It's like a lamb coming to a slaughter. And this lamb is saying, I do not want to be sacrificed. I do not want to go on the table as meat. Give me a second chance. And the person who is going to take the life of the bull say, you know what? I'm going to put you back. And that's what I'm seeing. Even when I close my eyes, I'm seeing this lamb. And the lamb don't want to be wounded. And let me tell you something, this lamb is not even wounded at this particular moment because the person who was going to take that life said, you know what? I am going to set you free this day. I am not going to let you be on the table for meat. And this is the same essence. While I'm praying, I see this lamb, and you are the lamb. You're the one who does not want to be slain. Slain, slaying, being slain by anything or by any means. You are saying, Lord God, stand in the gap for me. Lord God, be the person who's going to be my back at him. I want you to back me, Lord. So now I am here with you, standing in the gap with you. And what I'm seeing right now, it's like it's in the space. And the things are just moving like lightning. They're just moving from one place to the next. And it's not stable. And you know what? That person is you. That person is me. I am not taking myself out of that spectrum. Every single person is in it. I put myself in it. I close my eyes and let's reason one to another. It is like a spaceship or a space cadet or whatever you want to call it, but it's in space. It's like moving like light. Now, what we are going to do tonight, we're going to take deep breaths and we're going to breathe out in the spirit. We're going to take it in the flesh. This is like a drill, and we're going to breathe it out. And when it comes out, it's coming out in the spirit. Because what we're doing, we're taking, when we breathe it in, we're taking off that dead weight. Oh, yes, Lord. We're taking off that dead weight, and we're breathing out life. Hayaboshi kidaba. Hayalaboshakana. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come today with a Matthew 18, 18 to 20. No Bible? Where's my Bible? I left my Bible outside. I got so many, so if I have one that I was studying out and I leave it outside. Got another one. And I think tonight the Father just don't want us to just say things. He just wants us to look at his word to make sure that I am not giving something out of my will. But God is doing something tonight. He's breaking some yoke tonight. He's changing the atmosphere tonight. He's taking you out of that rut and bring you on surface where it's green, like green landing, green land, green surface. Oh my God. Last week while we were here, it was prophetic, supernatural. Supernatural. And he said tonight is gonna night of it's going to be a night of fruits. What fruits Or what fruit are you believing God for? He said, tonight is going to be a night of fruit. You can write it down. FRUIT. And then if you want fruits, it's going to be a night of fruits. That means tonight is going to be a night of manifestation. That means tonight is going to be a night of restoration. That means tonight is going to be a night of completion. See, I'm getting these things from the Holy Spirit. So now you have to write it down because I'm not writing. I have none of this in my notes. I have none of this. This is coming from the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So I dare you, I triple dare you to take your pencil and your paper out and write it down. Because you do not need to call me after I'm out of the spirit because I will not know what to say to you. It will be just flesh. Tonight is a night of completion. What you're trusting and what you're believing God for. Tonight is a night of manifestation. Walk tonight in the faith that He has already shown you. He already talked to you about it. He already visited you about it. You and Him have a communication about it. When He spoke to you, even 2 years ago, 2 years ago, He gave you a mandate. Okay, this is for somebody specific. 2 years ago. Or even 2.5 years. But he was prompting you more for 2 years. 2.5 years, but he was like pushing and pulling and that may even be for me too, but this is 2 years. It's 2.5 years, but 2 years he'd been saying to you, I want you to do this. And I want you to do that. But because of stubbornness, that's the word, being stubborn, being stiff-necked, that's the word, hard-headed. Wow. But he said tonight, there are so many different chances, and I am going to give you a chance to repent. So now let's repent. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Tonight we come and we ask you to forgive us from what you had told us to do previously, and we didn't do it. It comes in the form of what you give to us, your fruits, your body. Your body is our body, our life, our family. Laid it all out on the altar, and we didn't do this. We come and we take it up. And we run with it, and he's saying, put it down, put it down, put it down, because it's weight. It is weighty. I hear the word, though that your burden may be heavy, or maybe your burden might be light. I hear the word light. That simply means he's going to make your burden to be light. You're burdensome. You're going through a lot of burdens right now. And he is saying he's going to make it to be light. That's you, 1818. Shando bikida botondo. Shando kotele bikinda basata. In the word of God said, verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound. So when you bind it here on earth, it is bound. It's not bound up. That means it can't move. It's bound. So you bind it on earth. Remember, now listen to this. We bind it on earth. We come in. This is a scripture of agreement. Matthew 18:18 is we're agreeing. We are coming together corporately and we're agreeing one to another. So here we are. We are agreeing according to Matthew 18:18. And he says, whatsoever you shall bind on earth, it is bound. So we bind it on earth. That means we tie it up on earth. That means we go in and we stop praying and we command these demonic spirits. We command these spirits. We command them to go, and we said, we bind you in heaven, right? And it's bound. We call it bound. And once we bind it and we bound it and it can't do what it needs to do in the heaven, we now loose it on the earth. We loose it now on the earth. So now that we loose it on the earth. And it says, if two, he said, and I say unto you that if two of us are gathered, that means we are gathering, we're binding, we're believing, we're trusting. Binding, believing, trusting God for the outslaught, for the outcome of whatever we are believing in for. And without a shadow of a doubt, Hebrews 11, without a shadow of a doubt, we believing that we receive, there's no weapon that form against us shall prosper. And every tongue that is raised up against us in judgment shall be condemned. Shokoraba inikilabatoto. Now, after we do all of that, now, after we do all of that, after we basically bind up the thing in the heaven, it's bound, and then we loose it here in the earth. Whatever we need, we're coming into the heavenly realm. Get it. See if you get it. In heaven, there's no confusion. Everything that's in the heavens is good. We're taking out of the goodness of the heaven and we're releasing it on earth. What do you need out of heaven? What is what you're looking for out of heaven? I'm looking for healing of my body. For the past couple of months, all I have is a cold. I'm looking for God to just take this away, which he already have healing. So what I'm going to be doing is standing. A lot of people are standing in the gap with me. So I'm going to trust God according to Hebrews 11 that now faith is the substance. So I'm believing God for this cough to be gone. That's the substance of things hoped for. I haven't seen it yet, but I believe that I receive it. You're going to have to get this. You're going to have to hold on to this. Ah, yeah. Okay. You're gonna have to know that Proverbs 18:21, that out of your mouth, shonina lokotia, krimatoko amando. That mouth is giving life. That mouth is generating peace. That mouth is generating longevity. That mouth is generating forgiveness. Out of the abundance of the mouth, out of the abundance of the heart, your mouth is going to open up and speak. We're going to release love and joy and peace and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. We're going to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The joy of the Lord is our strength. We need you, Lord God. We know that you died on the cross. We know that you died. We know you can't do nothing else for us. We're going to have to stand and we're going to have to believe that we receive nothing bad, only goodness from you. The word of God declare goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. And we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and forever and forever and forever and forever and forever. Kerebosa. Peace and joy. Peace and joy. Peace. Put your hand in your heart and call the spirit of peace. Call the spirit of tranquility. Call the spirit of tranquility. That's what you believe in God for it. That's what you believe in God for. I am going to I'm talking, and you have to understand that I'm actually seeing some stuff right now. So let's open our heart and just Basically, listen to this. And I am not here right now. I am listening right now, and I'm hearing right now. And I'm releasing the information right now. Sharamokosa. There's so many of us going through obstacles in our path. And I hear the word way in her way. And we're saying, Lord, it's not one person, it's more than one. Lord, how much more of this can I take? And he's saying tonight, you can take it. Do you remember Paul? That he had a thorn in his flesh? See yourself that way tonight. Trust my hand tonight. Trust my hand. Some of you need a hand out of my hand. Some of you need finances out of my hand. You're going to have to call it in. You have supernatural provision waiting for you to hold on to. He is saying, do not look to the right. Do not look to the left. He said, keep your eyes stable on him. Get the word out for supernatural. He's talking about the supernatural in the natural. Oh my God, I see supernatural things taking place. He is talking about, it's like boof. You know, like when you're speaking, it just boof. Like the whole thing just smash and it just come apart. You are talking to the supernatural. You are in the supernatural. You're in the presence of the Holy Spirit. All I am is a vessel, and I'm just speaking and I'm listening. To release. Houses are out there. I don't mean one, I mean houses are out there waiting. It's there. Finances, it's there. Job, new job, it is there. Peace, it's there. Your fears that you're going through right now, I've already taken care of it, he said. When Jesus died on the cross, oh my God, he said, it was taken care of then. You're not going through nothing right now, he's saying. Every single thing that you think you're going through, it's already taken care of then. That's what he said. THEN. He's saying it's already taken care of. Then, in other words, it's already taken care of now from yesterday, the day before, the day before. It's already taken care of from the moment you were born out of your mother's womb. That is what he's saying. Then, try to get this. You're not going through nothing. He's saying, there's nothing that you are going through. Every single thing that you think you're going through, he said, it was already taken care of then. You gotta try to get it. You gotta see it. I'm not sick. My healing was already taken care of then. Every single thing that I need. It's taken care of then. What do you need to manifest now that was already taken care of then? You're going to have to thank him now for your then. Put that up there, Sonia. You're going to have to thank him now for your then. You're going to have to thank him now. For your then, because your then was taken care of before your mom pushed you out in the in that bed or on the floor, wherever you were born, you were already taken care of. Every single thing, I don't know if you're getting it, it's already taken care of then. So in other words, you are whole, WHOLE. I don't know where your sign is because I don't teach you to put the stuff up there. I see. Okay, THEN. That's good. WHOLE. Thank you, Sonny. Sorry, I didn't see that. WHOLE. I need my glasses. My eyesight was taken care of then. I could go without my glasses then. Whatever you need then, you got it then. So your then is a past then, and it's in a no position then. I don't know if you're getting it. You better get it. He is saying when your mom had you, wherever you were born, everything that you need then, you have it then. You were born with it then. I have never heard it like that then, but I'm hearing about it now, and it's then. THEN. That's a very, very, very profound word. Then. Everything that you need is in then. You have it when you were born then. You just need to see it in that position now. You got to understand that it's already then. You already got it. That's why we can say now faith is. Now faith is. Now then. Now then. Now then. Now then. Now. Now. I got my healing now. Then my healing was taken care. If I was born 1955, June 18, 1955, if my birthday is even wrong, because you know in Jamaica, your mom, you may have the baby, and your mom say, go register the baby. And by the time they get to the register, they forget that it was June 18. But whatever date it is that they put on your birth certificate, don't worry about it. Because you're in a then moment. Then, THEN, moment, now. Now, then, faith is then, now. My then is now. Ooh, that's a revelation. My then is now. Lord, I thank you for my then, my then, my then. Not my DEN, but my THEN. When I come out of mama womb, I come out with it. I have everything that I need. I don't care what it might look like. I got it. I am redeemed. I am redeemed. I am redeemed from the curse of the law. When my mama pushed me out, I come out then. And I come out with every good thing then. And Jesus is saying, I came and I took care of everything then for you. For you now to walk in the now. Are you getting it? Every single thing that you need, he took care of it. He took care of it. He took care of it. If you have, I don't even know if you have communion cup, but you should walk with your communion cup, because I'm gonna take communion right now, because this is a revelation. This is a revelation. He said, then. When you come out. Every single thing that you need, then you have it right then. Everything that you needed, you have it. No, this is revelation. I have never heard it like this in my life. Everything that I need when I come out of my mama, I come out with it right then. Gonna have to listen over this. I'm gonna have to listen over to the state tomorrow. Because this is like a liquid fire. This is a nugget. This is something that I didn't even know anything about. But when I was born with every single thing that I need then. And I brought it over right now. When I start speaking it, it comes in my now. So my then becomes my now. So when I open my mouth, when I open my mouth, when I open my mouth, my then now becomes my now. Now faith is. So you see, when you go to school tomorrow, when you go in the classroom tomorrow, whoever is in the class, I'm talking to somebody in the classroom. When you go into your classroom tomorrow, you're not going in there by yourself. Oh, okay, there she go right there. I'm talking to you. You're not going in there by yourself, girlfriend. You are going in there then because you're already overcome then. You're just walking in there now because the manifestation is going to come for it now. You have everything that you need. So in other words, when you show up, you show up with a den collection. Okay. When you show up, you show up in with a den collection. Oh. Wow. Listen to this. When you're going through problems, this is cute. When you're going through anything, when you're going through anything and you need something, you're going and you're showing up because you're going in to take over what you need to get. What's already yours, you're just going in to collect it. So whatever station that you show up, that is your station. You are assigned to that place in the hospital. You're assigned to that place in the courtroom. You're assigned to that place on the job, in the school system. You're assigned to that place, become a wife. You're assigned to that man, and that man is assigned to you. You can't run. I can't run. You can't run. We are assigned because we have what we need to have to take care of that situation. Because we are, oh my God, the then situation comes in the now situation. The then situation comes into the now situation. And that's when things are start happening in the now. Because the then meet up with the now. Are you getting it? The then is in the time pass. The then is waiting for you to call for the now. The den is waiting for you to walk in faith and not by sight. The den is waiting for you to say, and now faith is. The den is waiting for you to say, I am the righteousness in Christ. Oh my God. I am the king's kid. I am from royalty. I'm royalty. I'm royal priesthood. I'm joined here with him, the king. The den is saying, I am dressed in royalty, in my royal vest, my royal robe. The den is saying now, Second Chronicles 20, when I show up, I'm taking the spoils with me in the now. The den is saying, no matter what it may look like, I got everything that I need because it was already designed for me then. And I'm taking with me right now in my now. So that THEN is very, 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 very profound. Because you're not going through anything. You don't have a problem at all. Because your problem was taken care of then. All you have to see now is to stand and declare now faith is and to line up with your THEN. Wow. Wow. This is mind blowing to me. I have never haven't gotten a revelation like this. See, we are learning together. The Spirit of God is coming into our, okay, our den moment. Wow, this is awesome. Wow, this is awesome. I am going to, 1 minute. This is awesome. My thing is falling on the floor. I'm going to take communion. I always study that you should come to communion, but I'm gonna take it. And I'm gonna Sasha pulling in my city. I'm gonna take communion. It's not gonna be long, not gonna be long at all. This communion here, it is talking about here go the bread. This is his body. This is his body right here. This is his body. And I said, Lord God, before I take your body, if I have sinned, I ask you to forgive me and I ask you to wash me and cleanse me that I may be able to come boldly to your throne and I could seek your mercy. So now I eat this body. This body that I eat signifies the bread. It's in 1 Corinthians 11. I'm going to see if I can find it. It's in 1 Corinthians 11, but we're not going to read it. I'm just going to give a scripture. I think it's 1 Corinthians 11, 25. Let me go to it. I don't want to just give out scriptures that I'm not sure. I think it's 23 or 25. 1 Corinthians 11. Ah, ya na na na, shekiri man, baba. Oh, I love my den, and I'm all seke na na na. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, my den. Yes, Lord. Oh, my God. Speak, Lord, your servant. Hear it. Raman boy, yeah, verse 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23, 24. He said he break the bread which you're already eating, and he taste and he take it. This is my body, it is broken for you. Do it in remembrance. And then in the same manner, he took up the cup, and he says it's the blood, which signifies the blood, which is a new covenant. Hallelujah. Bako ba ba ba. This is the blood of Jesus. And you know what? When I'm going to drink this tonight, it feels good because guess what? I kind of understand now about my den moment, my den, because I'm walking in my know. Thank you, Lord God. And you say the blood, it's a New Testament. And you're going to drink it. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for our den moment. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that it doesn't matter what the enemy might bring. It doesn't matter what the enemy might bring. It doesn't matter what the enemy might bring. It doesn't matter what he might bring. It's already taken care of. You died on the cross. You wash us and you cleanse us. You said we must do this in remembrance. Now we are walking in our now moment. Now. Faith is now. We're walking in faith and not by sight. We know, Lord God, that every good thing belongs to us. Belongs to us. No, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So now we're going to the water and we go through that water and our water is clean. It is not rough anymore. Our water is not rough anymore. Our water is not rough anymore. Get the revelation. How could your water be rough? How could your water ever be ever rough when you pass out through the den and go into the now? From this day forward, don't let nothing bother you. Nothing, because Jesus told us today, which we already know, but he gave us a revelation about the THE den. He took care of everything then, and he brought us over into Hebrews 11 for a now moment. So when we go out there looking for anything that we need, we always remember today that Jesus took care of it on the cross then, before we were born then. When we come out of our mother, then we are walking in faith and in victory. Victory belongs to us. Victory belongs to us through Jesus Christ. We are living in faith and not by sight. We remember tonight. We remember tonight. We remember tonight. Every single thing is a then moment. No more sickness, no more disease, no more cancer. Kalamoshi kinanokoi. No more lying lips. God 8:6 and the seventh is a lie. Oh my God, he hated. He hate lies. He hate anybody who showed this God in a body. He hated, he hated, he hated, he hated, he hated. Tonight we come, Lord, and we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for the then moment. We thank you, Lord God, that you died on the cross. We thank you, Lord God, that you sent your son. We thank you, Lord God, that when we come out of our mother's womb, we come out of our mother's womb, God. And even though we come into sin, Lord God, you are still watching over us. You gave us the night that we were in a then moment. That means you are watching over us, even though when we didn't even know what we were doing, Lord. You are watching us. You are keeping us. You are setting us up for today, the faith day, which is today is the day of faith that we're going to believe that no matter what we're going through, no matter what we're doing, no matter what we did, no matter how we slice it, Jesus, you came and you died. Jesus, you came and you died. Jesus, you came and you died. Jesus, you put your body on the cross for us. Almighty God, so we can live the faith moment today. Because yesterday we already had it then, but today we move forward in our faith. God, I thank you. What a revelation! Yes, what a revelation, Almighty God! What a revelation, oh God! We're walking through the dead moment and we're going over into faith. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for that revelation. Thank you for giving us information when we don't even know it. I've never seen it or hear it like that, God. It is a breakthrough. It's a blessing. Then, oh God, Father God, I'm like a little baby. Let me look what the word then means. Oh my God. Oh my God. Today is like a, oh my God. Thank you, Lord God, for this day. Thank you, Lord God, for this hour. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you for the water. Thank you for the washing of the blood. You want to hear this? It's an adverb. It's a similar to at that time. Just like I was saying by the Spirit. At that point. When my mama and your mommy have you, then. And it's the same thing the dictionary is saying. After that comes our faith. Are you getting this? Are you seeing this? Are you looking at this big picture that we are looking at right now? Make this connection. Do not leave here without this. The Father God said, when we were born, are you hearing this? Are you hearing this? Are you getting this? Are you getting this? Are you getting it? I'm talking to you. I'm looking at you over there in the glasses up there on the top. Are you getting it? The Father said, when you were born, then, when I was born, then, I was born with everything that I needed, then. Oh God. That means, that is meaning. I don't have to worry about anything because I have it all then. Please get this through our heads. It doesn't matter what it may look like. We have it all. We have it all then. Even though we were born in shape in sin, the Father God protected us then. He gave us everything then. What do we need then? to bring it over now in our faith position. Because we already have it. Did you get it? Don't let nobody brainwash you. Don't let nobody brainwash me. We are living and sitting on a gold mine. We got it all. Genomicity. Do not lose one more sleep. Go to bed. So what if you die and go home to Jesus? Fine. Make sure you go to bed and make sure you repent before and everything. And put your head down. Say if you're dead, fine. The Bible said it's appointed for man once to die. Don't let the enemy come in and talk about, oh, you're gonna be dead. Oh, so what? Hey, okay. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So go to bed. Relax your nerve and live in the faith moment. Because you have everything in the then. You just have to roll it over in faith and carry it over because you already got it. If you get up and you don't have no food, put on. I used to remember when this lady that I know, I call her mommy. She's not my real mother, but I call her mom because she was like a mommy to me. And I used to go to her house over Garden Street and she would have a pot of water on the fire. And I would say, Mommy, what are you doing water on the fire? But mommy never have no food. Mommy makes sure that our kids have food. And mommy would drink the hot water. Yeah. We gotta be like a mommy. Boil up some hot water, then I drink it. If you wake up tomorrow and have the food, which we know we have food. If you have creditors, okay, now let's get real. You have creditors and you hold them a lot of money. My mom told me that there was debtors' prison. There's no debtors' prisons in America. You know what you know what the prison is? It's when you go out there and you rob their stuff. That's when you're gonna go to prison. But there's no debtors' prison. My mom told me there was a debtors' prison that I'm lucky I didn't go to prison. Okay? There's no debtors' prison. You understand me? All you need to do is call up your creditors. My name is Ruth Elizabeth Carr, and I owe you $1 million, even though I don't have $1 million. I owe you 500,000, even though I don't have 500,000. I owe you $50. I don't have $50. And I'm trying to call to make arrangement when I have a job or if I do have a job. Right now, I have this and this to pay. And hey, if they take me to court, the judge is going to come up with a substantial because they'll have to show me how I'm supposed to pay back these bills, especially if I have kids. Have no fear with your creditors. Have no fear with your family members. It is all about fear. No matter how you slice it, if you can't talk to somebody about something, it is fear. Fear now becomes the opposite of faith. So now you have to line yourself with these scriptures. You got to take out your Bible or you take out your iPhone or whatever phone you got and start Googling some words. If you have fear is the opposite of faith. So then you go to some faith scriptures and bind out the spirit of fear. You go to Timothy and say, my Father God hasn't given me a spirit of fear. I was born yesterday and I was not born in fear. I was born with power and of love and of a sound mind. How did fear get in? How did fear get in? Fear get in because of the unknown. And I figure more or less I'm gonna be a failure. And because I think I'm gonna be a failure, I start believing, oh my God, this is gonna happen. That's no. No, nothing is going to happen. It's already taken care of in the then. We already got a revelation tonight. The then, the THEN, then,
was already taken care of then when Jesus died on the cross. Then all we have to do now is to walk in faith. Faith in the Hebrews 11. Take the den over into the faith realm and thank him now for the then. Wow, that is beautiful. Thank him now for the den. Your husband over there giving your argument. You in there giving him an argument. Shut your mouth. I shut my mouth and go sit and say, Lord, I thank you for the then. I thank you, Lord God, because then I would, you know, my mouth, I, you know, calm my mouth. Lord, I thank you for my mouth. My mouth is peaceful, Lord. Yes, I'm talking to myself by faith. The then. Yeah. Even before you come up on the phone, you didn't know that you were gonna going through a then moment. So now you are in a then moment. And you said, thank you, God. I was already predestined according to Ephesians 1. Before the foundation of the earth, I was then. Hey, let me look at Ephesians 1. Before the foundation of the earth, I was then. Galatians, Ephesians. Then. Oh my God, that word is going to be so beautiful to me. I will never forget this word. Okay. Talking about Paul, but I'm talking about me. An apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God to the saints, which was at Ephesus, and the faith of the faithful of Christ, grace be unto you. That means God's favor and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed. That means you're blessed. Blessed. God is blessing you from the Lord Jesus Christ. He blessed you with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Oh, there go my then. There go my THEN, my then. I have been blessed, like we said, in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's my then. He had chosen us before the foundation of the world. That's my then. Before my mother had me, we were chosen. That we should be holy then and without blame then. Before him in love then. Having predestined. Oh my God. This is Ephesians 1. Ephesians 1, verse 5. Mean 5. Having predestined. Predestination, predestined. That means before you were even born, you are predestined. You're being adopted, our children by Jesus Christ. I mean, are you getting this? This is then. He have you for his good pleasure, for giving praise and with grace that you may be accepted in his beloved. He redeemed you, number 7, through the blood. He forgive you from your sins. This is the mystery that we just found out tonight. Having made known unto all the mysteries of his will. Oh, we found out about his then. We found out about the THE then. And that we are in good pleasure. That he are purpose in us and for himself. And we are destined. The dispensation of the fullness of time. Predestined. Whoa, God. Whoa, God. Number 11, we have an inheritance. We have an inheritance then through Jesus Christ. Then we are predestined. Then everything is THEN. Then before the foundation of the earth, then that we should go forth and show forth his praises. Glory be to God. We are in the then. Position, then now we are going to walk over in faith because everything that he produces in the then moment, it is for us and we activate it in faith. Glory to God. The then moment, the THEN. What a life. What a life. And it says, after you heard, you trusted the word, the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ, of your salvation, of whom, after you believe it were sealed, then at then moment, you already believe in your heart that Jesus was raised from the then, from the dead, and you gave your life to him, and you get life abundantly. And you are knowing and you're hearing now that before the foundation of the earth, you were predestined. God has called you out of your mother's womb by name for a purpose and for a plan. So this is what Paul is doing. He said, I cease not to give thanks. So tonight we're going to give thanks for ourselves. Let's get it personal. Let's get it personal. And thank God tonight that the revelation that he placed upon us now, from the then, we understand it now by faith. The Lord God, Jesus Christ of glory, that he may give unto us, give unto you, call out your name, the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him, that the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, open our eyes, Almighty God. Open our eyes, Almighty God. The revelation that you just give to us, Lord God, let it rest in our heart and let it come to the mind. Because the word of God said you haven't given us a spirit of fear, but you have given us a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. Let the supernatural come forth now, run after us, overshadow us, overtake us. Let us walk out of our den position into Arabo, Koshiki, Namande, Kelada, the word of God declare that if you pray in the spirit, my God, my God, my God. Your spiritual, when you pray in the spirit, he said you are praying and you are giving a connection with him, and he is giving you a power source and he is anointing you. Glory to God. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. Father, we come out of our den because we are predestined then in you, Lord. And we walk over Hebrews 11, Ramakosha. Faith come by hearing. So, Father, because you've already positioned everything, predestined everything for us, we take it out of the dead moment. And we say, Lord, revelation knowledge, supernatural knowledge, understanding knowledge. Father God, open our eyes. Makoriaba. That the eyes of our understanding, the eyes of our heart, give us a heart of flesh. Take away that stony heart. Oh, glory to God. Give us an enlightenment, oh God, that we may know, oh God, what you called us to do, what we are called for. Take us now, Father. Bring us now, Father, in the riches and glory, 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 that we inherit what we inherit through you, God. What is the exceeding greatness of his power that he wrote towards us when we believe? We believe tonight, God. We believe tonight, God, that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. We believe tonight that there is death and life in the power of the tongue. We believe tonight that you have called us, God, and you have set us up for a time as this. We believe, Almighty God, that tonight, God, we come out of our den and we move now into faith. Oh God, and we come like Sarah, even though we laugh, oh God, she produced that baby, God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise and worship. Father, you place us far above every demonic source You see, they were kicked out of heaven. You see, they were kicked out of heaven. One third sweep out of heaven. But we are in the heavenly realm. Father God, your word said, glory to God, according to Matthew 18. Whatsoever we bind on earth, it is bound in the heaven. And we take it out of the heaven because we can come into heaven. We can go places where the enemy cannot go. Your word said is life. So tonight, we come with our hands extended to you, Father. And we go into that room and we go into that closet. And we command every spirit in the backyard at the left. I saw that the other day and I was supposed to talk to somebody about it. And it just come up in my spirit. I come into that house and I look into that house and I command that spirit to go now. Get off of that street. Get out of that busy area. I command you to flee and to go back to where you come from, into the abyss. The word of God said, do not come near their dwelling. Do not touch. I command you, foul spirit of confusion, to go and to set the captive free. I command every lying, dictating spirit to stop their foolishness now. I speak to that in the mighty name of Jesus. What I want for you to do is remember about our now. On our then. Remember that Jesus gave everything to us then when we were born, but we never know we had it. But now that we know that we have it, don't ever go back again into that stupor. Stupor, that means filth. It doesn't matter what's going on in your life if you even sin. Listen to me. Do not wallow in it. Get up, dust yourself off, and keep on rolling because you had it in your then. Jesus took care of it for you in your then. You already have your THEN moment. You already living in your then. You just have to see the manifestation in your now. So smile in your then moment. Bring it over into your now presentation. Pull in your belly and execute your now. It's already there. Your now is already there. See yourself in your now because you already have the then. Everything that you need in your then is already there. Every single thing. Finances, love life, husband, kids. Whatever you want, it's there. Do not back down. Do not back off. Do not retreat. Stand up and declare war on the enemy's war. Because you see, the enemy has been defeated, and you are now living in faith because your then is already taken care of. You just needed to know that everything was taken care of. And we found out tonight that Jesus took care of it then. Oh my God, I learned something tonight because I didn't have that. That's not what I was going to talk about. But no matter how I come, and no matter how I prepare, no matter what I do, the Holy Spirit, which is teaching us, that's why it's so important. It's detrimental to our health. It is detrimental to our day-to-day life to hear from the Spirit, to walk in the Spirit. That does not necessarily mean that you have to speak in tongues. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about get to know Jesus Christ. And you know what?
The speaking of tongues will come later on. And when it does come, it's like a baby. Just take it one day at a time and keep on you moving with it. But I see water. I see water. And when water comes, it's the cleansing. Very nice. It's very good. Nice blue water. And it flows. And if you put your foot in it, it feels nice and cool. Like it's not really hot, but it's nice. It's like warm. That's the presence of the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to bow and I'm going to pray. And I'm going to extend my hand and I'm going to release the fire of the Holy Spirit in your home, wherever you're located right now. Father, in the name of Jesus. If I wasn't supposed to do this, you stop me. But if you want me to do it, you let me continue. In the name that is above every name, let your fire goes now as I lift up my hand. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit goes now into those homes. Manifest yourself, O mighty God. Release the fire on every single doorpost. Go through their window from the left to the front, to the front, to the side and to the back, on top of the roof, on top of the car, on their job, wherever they are located, wherever their generation is located. Father God, in the name of Jesus, touch their family members. Open up their eyes. Bring the ones in that need salvation. Father, touch now, I pray. Touch from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. Touch them. Breathe the blood of Jesus and put it over their doorpost. That now connection, we will call it for now in the Hebrews 11, which faith is now. Father, as we bow before you, we thank you for your goodness and for your supernatural grace. Let the power of God move now in this place. Let the power of God move now in this place. And under the sound of my voice, I release that water in your home. I release that water in your surrounding. I release that water that brings that faith in action now, because the den is already there and is already taken care. Cleanse and wash and clean. Take care of the family members, Almighty God. Take care of the sons and the daughters and the wives and the husband. Take care, O Father. Put a touch on their fingertips, Almighty God. Touch their warlike spirit. Touch them. Teach them how to fight. Teach them how to war. Teach them how to stand. Let them know, Lord God, without a shadow of a doubt tonight, that the den is already taken care of. They're just walking it out in their faith. In Jesus' mighty name, we now call for a then and a now connection. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Father, we thank you. Father, we praise you. Father, we worship you. In Jesus' mighty name. I love you guys. God bless you. Have a good night. Good night, everyone.